We continue with the day's top business news here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, and we get an update of the 2017 World Economic Africa meeting currently underway in Durban. The main theme is inclusive growth through responsive and responsible leadership. Part of the drive for growth is expected to come through innovation and ensuring that Africa's 55 economies are globally competitive. My colleague Sikim Kabateli caught up with Martin Davies, the MD of Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte South Africa, at the event and asked if the continent is paying lip service when it comes to innovation.
One of the hot topics of this week's forum is, as what Klaus Schwab, the founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum, has said, is that we're experiencing the so-called Industrial Revolution 4.0. Now, this means, yes, continue, but more productivity, more productive manufacturing, but obviously, as you allude to, far less jobs. This is the case in the United States now, where we see Donald Trump can go on about sort of the deindustrialization of the United States. Industries become more productive, but the jobs simply aren't there anymore. So coming to our part of the world, we talk about African industrialization. For me, let's hone in on it. The real case study, successful case study, I see on the ground when I travel this continent is Ethiopia. The African industrial story is more accurately an Ethiopian industrial story. Ethiopia is almost cut and paste, implementing and very well implementing the China model, arguably from the late 80s, early 90s, where it starts on the lower rungs of industrial manufacturing value chain. Think garments, footwear, textiles, and the like. Very low wage, but very high employment generative.
Is that why the economy has really, despite the very limited natural resources, has done much better than most of the resource-rich African continent and African economy?
Yeah, first point, Siki, is I think it's a fallacy to believe that if you have resources, i.e. mineral deposits in the ground, somehow you're a rich country. I think in our case, the majority of cases across Africa,
it's clearly
obvious. I think, another theme, I'll touch on that shortly, another theme of the World Economic Forum here is inclusive growth. And that I would argue in linking your manufacturing, industrial revolution, etc., is that manufacturing, the rise of industry, ultimately supports democratization in a country. Think Western Europe post mid-19th century industrial revolution. Think Japan, the rest of Asia post-World War II. Think China the last 20, 25 years of the last generation. And in terms of, there's no sector like manufacturing that results in a diffusion of wealth through a society. The exact opposite happens in resources because of a lack of trickle-down effect. Resource rents get captured by political elites, often corrupt and non-elected political elites, I'm afraid, and that results, the country will actually believe it's rich, but ultimately countries the last half a century, developing countries that half a century, are those that have been ideas driven, not resources driven.
So what's Ethiopia doing differently?
Ethiopia's model is quite simple. It's twofold. Firstly is a, maybe threefold. Firstly, an effective state. A state that is relatively very low cost to the size of the economy. A state that is very performance driven and accountable in terms of development and development goals. Secondly, and related to that, Ethiopia is rolling out very sizable amounts of infrastructure, economic enabling infrastructure in the country. Think roads, rail, airport terminals, effectively urbanization, particularly of Addis Ababa. And I think the third factor is, and supporting this, should we say, being assisted by this very sizable infrastructure, economic enabling infrastructure rollout, is this rise of, I mentioned, of this, at this stage, low-end manufacturing sector, which is resulting in very high employment. Yes, low wages, but low wage is better than no wage at all. But an economy that, in 5 years' time, or arguably 10, 15 years' time, will certainly not be manufacturing what it's manufacturing today.
Yes.
It has not so much a plan, but as manufacturing is a very complex thing. As intellectual property gets generated, you can move up to the next step, if you will. So what's next from textile and garments? Where do you go? Light industrial manufacturing, perhaps. Then you move on to automotive, and so it moves up.
What's the lesson for us? I mean, we keep talking in South Africa about creating a black industrial class and accelerating black economic empowerment and accelerating growth and the new term of radical economic transformation. What's what's the lesson for us here in the way that a country like Ethiopia has turned its model around?
Look, this is the ultimate question I think that South Africa faces, and we're trying to do everything for everybody at the same time. Is South Africa has very partisan economic policy. I think that's best way of putting it, and you know what I mean by that. It's an economic policy that if we rewind exactly 10 years ago to the last ANC party conference in Polokwane, the phrase that came out of that, another one of these ideologically sort of tinged buzz phrases, was developmental state. Now, at the time, I was really positive toward that. Developmental state, we had a conference of the DBSA shortly after that conference at Polokwane, a meeting in Polokwane. And the conversation was about the career model, a place I used to live for a few years. And I was pretty bullish about this.
Mm.
However, the developmental state sort of morphed into a euphemism for nothing more than state economics and state control.
Yeah.
Think SOEs here. And as we well know, I would argue the biggest handbrake to growth, and arguably, and I would argue, development in this country, is the state ownership and monopolistic practices and governance challenges faced by practically every state-owned enterprise in this country. It's a drag on the fiscus. It's they have become unaffordable. They're driving down competitiveness of this economy and clearly need to be fixed.
That was MD for Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte South Africa, Martin Davies, here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, speaking to my colleague Sikim Kabadeli on the first day of the 2017 World Economic Forum Africa meeting underway in Durban.